You are listening to Let's Talk Tea Podcast with your favorite boss babe. Yep, Shani Summon Godfrey. This podcast is designed to transform, elevate, and empower you to build your legacy that lasts. I'm not on here by myself, y'all. I am joined by thousands of bosses across the globe right here on Let's Talk Tea Podcast. We are here for no other reason but to help you build your legacy with
good
passion.
Good morning, good night, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Let's Talk Tea Podcast. I am your host, Shani Salmon Godfrey. We are continuing our Fear the Invisible Bully, our mindset series. This series, Fear the Invisible Bully, is a mindset series. It is written strategically to help you break out of your comfort zone, conquer your fears, launch your vision, and dominate your marketplace. Yes, why just be good, right? When you can be great. We will tackle obstacles and set a solid foundation. If you haven't gotten your copy of The Entrepreneur Mindset, Identifying the 5 Entrepreneur Mindset, get your copy today. We will be using this book throughout this series. We are going to be using this book exclusively throughout this series. And yes, I own the copyrights to that book, so you can only get that teaching here. Let's start from the beginning. We're going to start with Your Why Matters. This is the title of this podcast, this episode, Your Why Matters. What is your why? Why does it matter? Your why is your motivation to pursue your dreams. It is the reason that compels you to write your vision in the first place. Whatever your dream is, whatever your vision is, your why is what sparked that fire. Whatever that spark is to lit that fire in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit, that is what your why is. That is your why. There will be times when you lose sight of your vision. You will feel the weight and the pressure of your vision. It will require you to dig deep. Sometimes you will even find yourself digging so deep, and sometimes digging deep isn't enough. It's still not enough. You have to find a way to re-encourage, re-motivate, re-engage yourself. When this happens, that's when you pull out your why. Go back to your why, right? Write the vision, make it plain. Though the vision tarry, wait for it, it will remain true. A lot of times people talk about your why and they ask you, what is your why? And I don't think people really explain the power of the why. And I went into details about the why in the Entrepreneur Mindset book, the book one. I talked a lot about, when I talked about the 5 Entrepreneur, I opened up by talking about your why. No one can invent your why for you. A lot of times we find ourselves around different collaborations, different business ventures, and they try to tell you that you want to do this, you want to do that. This is why your why is. No one can tell you what your why is. Your why is something that's eternal, that's internal. It's something that's inside of you that compels you to want to change your life, that compels you to want to do something different, that compels you to want to be better, to want to be more, to want to have more. It compels you to want to push boundaries, push barriers. It compels you to dream dreams that nobody around you, nobody in your family, nobody that's ever were your friend have ever thought about doing. Things that's so big that it scares you, your own self. It scares you, the dreamer, for even dreaming about this. You are the creator of your why, okay? Whatever your why is, whatever your life look like, your why is what is going to help you to create that life, okay? Your why should set your soul on fire. When you need that fire to burn a little brighter, that's where your why come in. You feel like I'm doing a lot, but I feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm doing a lot, but it feels like my lot isn't enough. And you feel discouraged. You're on social media. You're not getting any likes, or you're not getting enough likes that you believe that you deserve because your product is great and you're just awesome and you out there just being a diamond. You just showing up and thriving, right? You just rise and you thrive. And in all that, you're not getting that love that you know your stuff deserve. And you get discouraged and you feel like, why am I doing this? Why am I showing up every day? Why am I putting in hours? Why am I up all night? Why am I writing the books? Why am I recording the podcast? Why am I even paying all this money to build a website that nobody ever goes to anyway, right? Your why. Your why is going to help you. help that fire in you burn a little brighter, right? Burn a little hotter. It's going to recharge you. That's why you need to really sit down and think about your why. Your why matters. Your why matters. Everybody have a why. Some people why might be, well, people tell me I can't do it and I'm going to show them. Some people why might be, I want to do this for me. I've made some mistakes and I want to do something that I'm proud of. Some people why is about their children. I want my children to be proud of me. I want my family to be proud of me, right? I want a spouse to be proud of me. I want to help my spouse. Everybody's why may seem different. But we all have a why, right? We all have a why, and all of us have to step back out and to really focus on that why when it gets hard. We always have to think about our why, right? We have to think about our why. So you should really sit down, plan out your why before you even execute your vision. Your why needs to be some compelling for you, something that you're drawn to. When you hear that, you're like, yep, I'm ready. I'm tired, but I'm ready. I'm hungry. That why should make you hungry. That anytime anybody tell you you're not good enough, your dream doesn't matter, your vision is impossible for you to achieve, then your why should convince you otherwise. You should be so afraid of not doing your dream and your vision when you look at your why than what somebody else tell you, okay? When you look at your stuff, when you look at your why, if your why is I need to do this for my children, then when somebody tell you that you're not good enough, you should be like, you know what, my children is way more important than your opinions. And if you haven't heard that word before, opinions is your complaints and your opinions, okay? When you want to complain, don't. When people have opinions, don't. Just don't. Don't listen. Don't feed into it. Don't let opinions get in your head. And episode five, we're going to talk about opinions. I'm going to give you some example of opinions, and I'm going to give you some strategy to deal with opinions. People opinions about you and your opinions about yourself is irrelevant. That's why you need your why. When you feel discouraged, sometimes we will sabotage ourselves, if you have read the book, and we will speak ourselves in and out of things. Don't let your opinions derail your vision. That's why you need your why. Okay, your why matters. Your why matters. Write that on your wall. Stick it on your mirror. Your why matters. Stick it on your dashboard. Your why matters. Stick it on your vision board. Your why matters. Okay, your why matters. In the next episode, before we can even talk about building your vision, we have to address the why. So throughout this series, we are going to talk about everything from branding to launching that vision to after you achieve that dream. We're going to talk about everything. I am going to walk you through your series. I am going to walk you through your life series, your building, your business series, from I have a vision to here we are. We need to build this vision. Okay, so in the next episode, we will talk about your five faves. Yes, I'm excited too. Your five faves. Join the T community group on Facebook to connect with me directly. I personally monitor that group and I'm looking forward to connecting with you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear about some opinions that you have formulated against yourself that stop you from launching out your dream, writing your vision, and executing your vision. So tell me about those opinions. Connect with me. Go on Facebook. Look for Let's Talk T community. You will see me. Your girl Shani, connect with me and we will push through your life series together, okay? You need an army, and that's why we're here. We are the Diamond Pave, a T community of like-minded diamonds. Diamonds are the movers, the shakers, the pushers, the people that life knocked down and they continue to get up. It doesn't matter what life throw at them, they get up anyway. Diamonds are rare. Diamonds take some work. You have to dig deep to find a diamond. You have to apply some fire underneath that diamond. You have to mold it. You have to put fire under it, light it up, set it on fire in order for it to shine and be its full potential. And it is one of the most valuable element out there in the world. That is us. We are diamonds. When life apply pressure, we shine. When life apply pressure, we shine. So come into the Let's Talk T community, the Diamond Pave, and let's connect together. Let's build together and let's push through your life series together. Let's combat those Capinians and attack those Capinians strategically so we too can produce our dreams, okay? We are the producer of our dreams. Let's produce those dreams. Visit my website, shannysalmon.com, and check out Let's Talk Tea blog and plug into my upcoming events. Until we meet again, shine on, diamonds. Shine on.